News, independent and impartial.
Relief for motorists at the fuel pump, and Ramaphosa speaks on the recession.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good evening. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Cash-strapped motorists will get some relief at the pumps at midnight tonight when the petrol price drops by 19 cents per litre. The price of diesel will decrease by 54 cents a litre, while users of illuminating paraffin will pay 91 cents less per litre. The decreases are attributed to a drop in the oil price because of a global market downturn due to the coronavirus outbreak. President Cyril Ramaphosa says the recession comes as no surprise given the country's numerous economic challenges. He says Eskom's electricity supply issues presented the biggest stumbling block for the economy. His comments come on the back of figures released by Stats SA, which reveal that the country has fallen into a technical recession. This is the second recession under Ramaphosa's presidency since 2018.
Now, the poor growth figures for the last quarter are not pleasing, but at the same time, they could not have come as a shock or a surprise to us, because the signs were there. And the drivers to this lack of growth and this technical recession that we are in now has been there for all of us to see.
Irregular spending by the city of Joburg has increased from over 2 billion in the 2017-2018 financial year to 3.5 billion in 2018-2019. Local government association SALGA says this means there are no internal controls in place and the city did not comply with supply chain management regulations. A roundtable discussion was held in Joburg earlier today to discuss the city's recent annual report. SALGA's Mapefo Mgadi.
If you check, the city was not able to pay their creditors within 30 days and is still an issue even in 2018-19. And if you check at the quality of financial statements, which in most cases municipality